coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from Red Beard Podcast, and I'm joined by my wife, Becca. What's going on, Becca?
Well, are you sad that we're not watching The Proposal?
No, that show looks awful. I have no desire to watch that. It looks like absolute trash.
It reminds me of, remember Next, the bus, like on MTV, The Next Bus? Did you ever watch that? It was a dating show in the early 2000s where like there were these singles that traveled around on a bus and like they would throw out facts about themselves, like only likes green M&Ms, has herpes.
Wasn't that on like MTV or something? No, that I actually liked that show. That was up there with Pimp My Ride.
That's what it reminded me of. But anyway.
Pimp My Ride. So you want to be a player? But your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up and get a pimped out ride.
Shout out to Exhibit.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what's going on with him. He was in, what's that? He was in Empire last time we saw. Yeah.
We're very behind on that, but we are very caught up on The Bachelorette.
Yeah. This episode 4 was like some shit went down, man. It was intense. I honestly did not see some of this stuff coming tonight, but you got a whole list of things. So throw some stuff out. Let's go.
Okay. Well, one thing that we definitely didn't see coming was the fact that Garrett revealed he was married. I had no idea. And typically some of that stuff would have leaked out before the show would have started or during the show. But and it was really weird how she kind of led him into him kind of revealing that info.
Yeah, but I it didn't seem too weird to me, though, because they because she obviously has talked about her relationships and everything about her relationships is pretty much public knowledge, but we don't know anything about them. So I feel like it kind of was a natural segue for that to be talked about, especially if she's planning on getting serious with this guy.
We know more about some than others, but Garrett's been a little bit of a mystery. So what do you think of them together?
I mean, here's my problem with Garrett. I don't fully believe him. Like, you'll watch the episode, and I said this to you while we were watching it. He seems very childish, like, and people might not get that, but it's like, he's just kind of like a big kid where he's just like, oh yeah, woo, we're going to go bobsledding, woo. And then he just like, his smile doesn't really seem like sincere, even though like she's very into it. I feel like the things he says to her are so like textbook. Like there's nothing really revealing about him. And he was just like so.
Well, he revealed a pretty big thing tonight.
But he was so like nonchalant though about that. He's like, well, you know, I was together with her for a year. We were married and then we got divorced. And then that was 2 months. It was just like he kind of just kind of seemed to want to blow over it and didn't really take the time to really explain what happened. You know, like until she actually had to ask him, oh, well, why did you break? Well, she was emotionally abusive. So, you know, like I had some questions about, you know, more about that. Like, obviously that might have been too personal for him to reveal. Then maybe they talked about it later. But there was a lot of like that was never a thing that, you know, he noticed about her in like the year and a half, like while they were actually dating. It was only something that like he found out like she was, you know, emotionally abusive, well, I guess after they were married.
I know,
like,
but I think what he was trying to say was he tried to make it work, you know, and that's what I think a lot of people in relationships do. They kind of try to put the dust, you know, try to dust it under the rug a little bit and hope that things get better. And clearly things didn't, because Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries were married longer than Garrett was to his ex-wife. So that's pretty interesting to me. He reminds me less of a child and more like a Labrador, like a dog, like a very happy,
yeah, no, exactly,
fun dog. But I'm interested to see where their relationship goes. And obviously he has a rose, so he made it through another week.
Yeah, but there's something in the preview where it looks like there might be some drama going on with him. Like people don't really trust him. There's something that looks like it might come out about Garrett, but that could have been clever editing. But that's what I got, that like something might be revealed about him.
I think that was more about the guy with all the facial hair. What's his name? I always forget his name.
What, Chris?
Yeah, the songwriting date guy.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, who knows with Chris? I mean, like, I think there's some stuff that's really going to go down with Jordan and what's his name? Dave?
Dan.
Or Dan, whatever. Who cares? I mean, that's how much I care about that guy. He just annoys me.
Who, Dan the face guy?
Yeah, the chicken, man. Like, he seemed cool at first, but it's like he's so focused on Jordan And he, instead of actually worrying about himself and his connection with Becca, like, yeah, he got a rose and great. But like, dude, she gave you a rose because she felt bad for you. Like, that's literally the only reason. Like, she gave you a rose because you came back with a broken face and, you know, and she saw that as dedication. She needed you to get rest so she could get more time, like, to know you. That doesn't mean that you're definitely, like, a shoo-in for this. Like, and I think that, like, a lot of people, you know, want to crack on Jordan. But, I mean, yeah, the guy's a male model and he does his modeling thing and they're calling him out for being a clown. But it's like everybody has their own way of doing things. You know, like, she's the one who got him the gold pants.
Which I think were hers.
Who cares, man? But, like, she gave them to him. So he's obviously going to make a joke out of it and put them on at some point. And everybody's, like, giving him crap for it. It's like, she kind of asked for it. Like, she's the one who gave him these shorts. He's a male model. Does she think he's not going to model them for her?
Yes.
Like, I thought that was a little weird.
Big, white, hairy man thighs that were all up in our screen. He's not going to last more than...
No,
I feel like
he's
next week
gonna,
that's going to be it. Him and Dan, Dave, the face man, that it'll come down to those two. She's going to pick face man, and then Jordan's going to go home.
You never know, man. Jordan could stay and be there for one more week. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of other players, like, still in this. You know, we got... who's the guy that went home today? He's got a weird name.
We don't care about him then if he went home. Oh, Jean Blanc?
Yeah, Jean Blanc.
That was
super awkward.
Really cringy.
Yeah, but I even said this to you when we were watching it. Like, he keeps talking about, like, oh, I'm excited for my one-on-one. And, like, we have this instant connection. And I even said, I was like, this guy needs to, like, relax. Because he doesn't have a connection with her. Like, they got together once in the beginning and she was, like, kind of interested in him. But, like, just because, like, you're, like, dwelling on that 3-second connection you had on, like, maybe one of the first episodes or the first 3 episodes somewhere, it doesn't mean that, like, she's in it for you. And then he totally went overboard and said, what is he? He's like, I have, like, feelings for you. I'm falling in love with you. And
yeah,
that freaked
her
out.
Retracted everything. And he wanted the damn perfume back. He's an Indian. I don't think you can say Indian giver in 2018.
I don't think he wanted the perfume back.
But, you know, he basically he's like, so that gift, like, I think he wanted
he didn't want the perfume back. He wanted to know, like, I think he was surprised that, like, after he gave her a gift, that he put that much thought into it, that she was, like, sending him home. I think that's where he was going with that. Because she even said, do you want it back? He's like, no, I just, you know, I gave you the gift. He's like, I'm just confused as to, like, he was kind of thrown off. Like, I think he felt by putting himself out there was going to get him, like, a rose or get him, like, through, like, another week, and it totally backfired.
If I'm him, I'm taking that perfume back and I'm selling it on eBay or Amazon or something.
Right. And I don't think it's definitely not a smart move to say something that you don't mean, but that doesn't mean I don't understand what he was trying to do. I just think it backfired on him. I think he was trying to, he probably does have feelings for Becca because all they do is sit around all day and think about her while she's doing whatever. And they have a couple moments. She's preoccupied with, like, these connections growing. All they have to do is sit there and think about the last time they were with her and how much they actually really like her. So he probably was developing feelings in his own head and then went a little too overboard. And then once he realized it kind of, like, freaked her out, he was like, oh, man, I probably shouldn't have gone that far. Like, so I think he was trying to be like, well, look, I didn't really mean that. Like, I understand. I think he was regretting scaring her, but I don't think that he totally, like, was just blowing smoke up her ass.
Yeah, he backed himself into a corner, and she had to say bye-bye to Jean Blanc.
Yeah.
I enjoyed, I didn't really enjoy it, but I thought it was entertaining. The Lincoln Flat Earther conversation.
Oh, that guy is in another, like, telling you, man.
Was ridiculous, but here's the tea on Lincoln. Lincoln's in a lot of trouble right now because it came out. He was arrested for assault. He assaulted somebody on a Boston, you know, those harbor cruise ships.
Yeah.
It happened back in 2016. He was arrested a couple weeks, or maybe he was taken into court a couple weeks ago over it.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, obviously, that's going to have to come out somehow when in regards to the show. And it makes you think, ABC, are you not doing the proper background checks? Like, that, you and I did Beat Shazam. How much paperwork did we have to fill out? I mean,
yeah, stupid
piles and piles of paperwork.
Who knows, man? Maybe this is something that, like, they just didn't catch. You know, like, do they really, how extensive are the background checks? I mean, there was a lot of people that were, there were a couple of people during Beach Shazam that got sent home because they were on like different shows.
Right.
And we, and how many times was that question asked like in the interview process? Well, that's not, and what we I'm find saying. Out like the day of somebody had to go home because they weren't truthful. So it's like, if they're really doing their research, these things should have been found out way in advance.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. But we knew that Lincoln wasn't a good guy. And
I don't know. I think he's, anybody who thinks the earth is flat, well, I mean, your head's flat. You need to open your eyes. Literally look at the look at some photos from like a live NASA footage, and you can see that the earth is clearly round from space. But whatever.
He's so. Too busy with his lumberjacking.
Yeah.
The lumberjack to my lumberjill.
Oh, dude, he's so gross. Oh, my God.
I liked that date,
I'm
though.
I'm lifting logs for Becca. lift two logs for Becca. He's so weird, man. I can't wait for him to go home, dude. I was surprised she actually picked him tonight.
Also, what did you think of the date with Wills, who has his sweatshirt that says Wills on it?
Yeah, I mean, any guy who has a name on a sweatshirt, you got to look out
that's
for.
That's suspect.
No, I mean, he probably just wanted to make sure that she didn't forget his name. I honestly think, I think that Wills is probably deep down a good guy, but I also feel like he has his guard up and he's trying to put on this tough guy persona instead of actually just being who he is. He knows he's on camera. He knows the world is watching. He's trying to actually...
The flat earth.
Yeah, he's trying to actually do this thing that some guy, I've seen guys do before where... you know, she actually had to pull him in and say, when she gave him the rose, she had to lean forward. It was all about body language in that scene. She had to lean forward and put the rose. He was like kind of sitting back in his chair. She had to lean forward, put the rose in. He didn't move. Then she said, come here, and literally pulled his scarf to bring him closer to her. He's playing that role of like, I'm into you, but I'm going to lay back to kind of convey this like relaxed type of like persona. And that's also a form of confidence. So I feel like he was actually kind of playing that up, and she's attracted to the confidence in him, and that she kind of, and that he made her like got her mind off the previous night's shenanigans.
He just seems a little boring to me.
No, like, he does. He seems one dimensional.
Yeah. I don't really see him making it too much farther than what he's made it to. But anything else about the episode that we want to cover that we haven't gotten to?
I don't know. I mean, like, there was, Jesus, there's so much stuff. Well, the whole lumberjacking thing. I mean, people were kind of surprised that, what's the guy's name? The Venmo guy?
Oh.
They're surprised.
We'll just go with the Venmo guy
yeah,
for
they're
now.
Surprised
John?
That,
John?
Sure. They're surprised that he actually made it up the pole, like, faster, which I think is kind of, you need to give Blake some credit because... Yeah, Blake is like the outdoorsman. He, you know, that's his thing.
Eats bugs.
But he also went up the log like 3 seconds later because they had to wait until his team had finished. If they had started at the same time, he was clearly faster. But they kind of like praised it to Venmo dude. And we still don't know anything about that guy.
They haven't had any time together.
The only question, the only time we saw them actually have any kind of conversation or just saw this guy talk was when he was talking about like how big his biceps were and he was over to like, he was able to flip a log. Right. And then we also saw him talking to, what's his name? Matt LeBlanc before he went home. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just making
Jean
fun of
Blanc?
Him. Yeah. I don't know. It's
the,
yeah. I'm just making fun of his name.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is
I wish Matt LeBlanc was on the show.
Yeah. So, but I mean like, they kind of pointed them out having a conversation, you know, by themselves. And even, The Venmo dude was like, I think this guy needs to like get out of his head a little bit and relax and maybe like chill a little bit. And he was right because that's what I said. He was going way too fast. You know, I don't know. She also, I think, psychs herself out a lot. You know,
she's in her head a little bit.
I feel like it's a very interesting like place for somebody to be in, especially when you have all these guys and. I just find it very awkward. Like I always think about this when we watch the show. She was like so into Garrett, right? And she's like, oh my God, like I really like this guy, blah, blah, blah. In real life, like the following week or like a couple of days later, you hang out with that person again. You haven't seen anybody else. So it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you start to actually really develop feelings for this person. And all you're thinking about is that person. She goes from guy to guy, experiences these feelings, and then is like, and forgets about the other feelings she was just feeling. And then next thing you know, she's kissing another guy. It's like,
but that's the show.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's so unrealistic in some aspects to,
and that's why we
how do you not get out of your own head? You got, like, you're thinking about seven different people at once. I mean, there it's and you're messing with your own emotions. How do you expect your head to have a level head in a situation like this? That's why they get so emotional so quickly. You know, it's nuts. Like, I would never want to be in that situation. Like, it sucks, man. And then you're like,
oh, come on. You would love, I mean, if you're like, listen, you're a single guy, right? Not married, not attached. And you get to date a bunch of beautiful chicks.
No, no, no. I'm talking about if the other way around. I wouldn't want to be one of these guys.
Oh, okay.
Going for one girl. Like, I like, because not only like, are you wondering like who she's been kissing 2 seconds before, like, not to mention like you might have very strong feelings for her, but you don't know where she stands. You don't know where the relationships are. You could go home any second. It's like, that's not how it works, man.
And there's a camera on you.
Yeah, and there's a camera on you. And they don't always show everything that's said, which is fine. But I don't understand how you can develop feelings like that where you're having 3 second conversations with somebody. It's super hard.
Did you think it was weird when she looked at Garrett and said, you remind me of my dad?
No, I like, it can be weird, but also it's kind of like that Freudian thing where it's like girls are attracted to people that guys that remind them of their fathers. You know, like that's actually a thing.
Well, you don't look like my dad.
No, no, but I'm funny like your father. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys are pretty funny. Yeah, I guess.
Like him and I have a very similar sense of humor. We laugh at the stupidest things, like literally, like him and I have inside laughs, like literally cracking on things that no one else sees. Because we just have like a moment, you know, like your dad's super funny. I got along with him right away. So I think that's, you know, the upbeat kind of like funny, like goofy kind of guy is where maybe that connection with us is. But with her, it was, what did she say? Reminded him. It was like
her dad is no longer here.
What did she say? Attracted.
He's like outdoorsy.
Right. Right. The outdoorsy thing. Yeah.
You know, kind of, I think just his overall like way to be was kind of reminding her of her dad, which I think, you know, we've kind of spoke our piece a little bit about Garrett, but I feel like that makes him the front runner. I really do.
No, I mean, it definitely does. I mean, it's either going to be, like I said, it's going to be Garrett or Blake. I'm sticking with Blake for now. Like, I feel like, you know, they do this on purpose. I mean, like, they're going to show what they want to show. They show more of some people than others. And Blake is just one of these guys that is, like, this week he was kind of in the background. You know, like, he had his one-on-one in that rage room. You know, Garrett didn't have a one-on-one yet, and they had that conversation in that room for 3 seconds where they were talking about, like, how many kids they were wanted. You know, they wanted. She's, like, hanging on to him. They're goofing around. They still have that really good chemistry. I think that was, like, a joke. But you know what I mean? Like, they still have really good chemistry. I see that going somewhere, and I feel like that is going to come into play in the next couple weeks.
Yes, I look forward to next week. They're going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Vegas, I can't wait. We've been to Vegas. I've been twice. That's going to be
brag city.
Hell yeah, I'm going to brag. Vegas is awesome. But I think that's going to be cool because you're going to see things that where we've been. You know exactly. What I mean? And that's going to be fun.
A couple things in Bachelor Nation I want to bring up.
Oh, yeah, some big stuff.
A couple things. So Colton, we saw him tonight. He got a lot of screen time tonight in his shiny, glittery blazer.
Mm-hmm.
But also some stuff I learned about Colton this week was Colton, spoiler alert, does end up on Bachelor in Paradise, meaning Colton will be going home in the next couple weeks.
So question about that. How was that found out? Was it that photos were surfaced or somebody saw him at an airport?
There's a few things. So photos surfaced of them. They're filming in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. And he was photographed with Tia. And this all goes back to last week's episode of how Tia dated Colton. And there's a possibility, I heard, that they could get engaged in Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, look, here's the thing, though. If he had a previous relationship with Tia and it didn't work out and she's on Bachelor in Paradise and, you know, for some reason the connection isn't there with Becca and Colton and he goes to Bachelor in Paradise, obviously maybe they rekindle some feelings that they didn't get to explore as much. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? I mean, it could be they did have a relationship, but who knows? Maybe some feelings will redevelop. Relight the fire.
Yes. And this all led to, speaking of Becca, remember other Becca from Ari's season?
Yeah, the one who was technically a virgin and was always crying about everything.
Was she? I don't know. No.
Becca. Oh, the one who like went missing.
Okay, so Becca who went missing on her. The weed farm.
Oh, God.
So baby Becca, I think, ended up on Bachelor in Paradise, but then had gone home.
Yeah.
She called out Tia for being an unloyal friend to Becca, the current Bachelorette. You follow?
She called out the current Becca?
She called out Tia. For saying, hey, listen, he was just with Becca, like filming the Bachelorette. Like, how dare you go after him like that? So you know who then called out Becca? Baby Becca? Raven. So Raven, okay, Tia's friend, and baby Becca got in like this huge fight on Twitter, and they ended up blocking each other, which was so ridiculous, but so much fun to watch on Twitter.
Okay.
So the other thing I wanted to point out about Bachelor in Paradise with the Rhode Island connection is congratulations are in order.
Jared.
For Warwick, Jared Hybon.
And yes, Ashley.
Yes.
Virgin crier. Yeah.
Yes, so. Ashley the virgin crier.
Yeah, but that was
they got engaged.
Which is crazy because that was the whole thing where like she was like a mess over the fact that like they weren't going to get together like a year and a half ago.
So much back and forth. They actually were at an event that we hosted in 2016 at the Piano Bar. And we were like raffling him off for, charity. And she was with him, but they were just friends. But there was definitely some flirting.
Something going on.
Yeah. And then they had gone to a wedding in Newport last year. It was his friend. And he brought her as his date.
Yeah.
And Olivia Culpo was there. Oh, and it was just like a Rhode Island, explosion. But congrats to Jared and Ashley. My prediction is, obviously, if they get engaged in Bachelor in Paradise, the ring is paid for by Neil Lane and ABC. They're clearly going to have a wedding on TV.
Yeah.
Bought and paid for. So shout out to them. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
And you never know. Maybe they'll get like a spinoff on Freeform, like ABC Family, how they've been doing with a couple people. All I ask is I would really love it if they got married here in Rhode Island. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh my God. Yeah, that would be kind of funny. That would all come full circle. As you guys can kind of get a clue as to how long I've been watching these shows because of all this stuff that I'm clearly commenting on. That is nothing to do with the current season because I've been watching these ridiculous shows.
We go back to Ashley and JP.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had been watching it before then, but I got you
and
into...
And then there's JP.
And then there's JP.
Yeah, but they're still together.
Yeah, they have kids.
They have two kids. Yeah. They post pictures on Twitter once in a while, but good for them.
Not that we follow them or anything.
I don't follow them. You always show me the pictures. But yeah, I mean, I'm actually super psyched to see where this is going to go over the next couple weeks. How many weeks do we have left of this?
A lot.
Really? How many weeks is it usually?
I mean...
Because sometimes, like, some weeks they don't actually have an episode because they get skipped over
for
stuff.
We're only in week four, and I feel like we've been doing this for a while.
But is it, like, 8 weeks? Is that how many weeks it usually is? Like, typically?
It's longer than that because, don't forget, like, they have to get into Bachelor in Paradise at the end of July. So end of July, early August is when Bachelor in Paradise usually premieres.
Okay.
So we have the rest of June, pretty much all of July.
All right. Yeah. So I'd say maybe like 4 more weeks. Yeah.
Why are you already getting tired of
me? No. I'm just curious. I actually am curious because then it gives me an idea of like how fast it winds down. I usually just end up watching it. I don't really plan ahead like this. But yeah, I mean, this is fun, man. So you guys have been listening to us. We know that some of you
have been
liking it and subscribing. So please keep that going. If you guys love this podcast, please comment, subscribe, share it, tell your friends about it. We're on iTunes, and we're on Podbean. So please check us out. And you can also, just follow us on Twitter and stuff like that. It'd be a lot of fun. And that pretty much does it this week for the Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. So with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Monday night following the episode, and you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.